88.5 KCSN, Jim Nelson here, and I'm joined in the KCSN studios today by Kate Miller-Heidke, who has just released her third CD, Night Flight. And we welcome Kate to KCSN. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Jim. How are you?
I'm excellent. Now, you're from Australia, right? But are you still living in Australia?
I am. I recently moved back there. I've basically been on tour abroad in the UK and Europe and the States the last few years, but recently moved back to my hometown of Brisbane. At the moment, it's not exactly a home. It's somewhere to store my furniture, but it's something.
Because you're on the road a lot. I mean, you just got done playing 3 weeks in a row here in LA at the Hotel Cafe, and I know you went up to San Francisco in between there, so you're sort of spending a lot of time here in the States, at least for the moment, right?
Yeah, and we've got 2 months here, which has been lovely. I just love this country.
Oh, excellent. And how soon before you leave and head back to Australia?
Late July.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Well, I want to ask you about something that I'm certain no one has ever asked you about before. Your voice. No one's ever asked you about that before, have they?
Never.
Okay, only always. But you have this tremendous voice, and on a lot of your songs, you do some really fantastic sort of theatrical operatic things with it. And I guess the question I want to ask you is, where did you get that voice?
Well, I don't know. I guess my genetic material probably helped, but I always loved singing from a very young age, and I ended up studying classical voice and opera at university.
Excellent. Well, it's an instrument all unto itself, some of the things that you do with it in a lot of your songs, and we're going to listen to one of those songs right now. I'm not sure this is one that necessarily showcases everything I'm talking about, but you'll hear how wonderful Kate sounds on this one. This is the single from her new album, Night Flight. It's called Ride This Feeling, from Kate Miller-Heidke on 88.5 KCSN.
Then all of a sudden I knew I was dreaming, and for some reason I decided to take off my clothes. Then I jumped off a cliff, just spread my arms and flew all the way across Canada to see you. And I'm gonna ride this feeling as far as it goes. I'm gonna ride this feeling. I don't know whether I'm flying or falling, but I'm gonna ride this feeling.
KCSN. That is called Ride This Feeling, from Kate Miller-Heidke, who's here in the studio with me today. Hello, Kate. How you doing?
Hello. I'm well, thanks.
Good. I'm Jim Nelson here on KCSN. And on your new CD, I'm going to talk about actually several songs all in a row here in the course of one question. There's a song called Sarah, which we're going to hear in a few minutes, that is a real, it's a chilling real-life tale of something that actually happened to you. It's a very dramatic song. And on your previous album, Curiouser, you did a song called Caught in the Crowd, which we're also going to hear in a little bit. And both of those songs are connected in the sense that Sarah and Caught in the Crowd are both sort of dramatic, and they're both real-life events, and they're not necessarily what I would think of as being easy to write about and easy to sing about. And then the song we just heard, Ride This Feeling, is much more up and happy-go-lucky, and it's a dramatically different approach and lyrical direction for you. And I'm curious, when it comes to writing songs like that, what's the difference in the process for you between something real dramatic and life, a life event, and something kind of happy and upbeat, like Ride This Feeling?
Well, I guess, yeah, you can either approach songwriting through like a vibe or a hook, or a feeling, so to speak, or to tell a story. And I like both of those approaches. You know, I grew up in the folk tradition and listened to a lot of music from the 60s and 70s when I was growing up, and I love storytelling. And then obviously studying opera and the theatre, all of those things really speak to me. And it's funny, the story songs, they often get written quite quickly, whereas the songs that are more based on a groove or a hook, I tend to sit with them a lot longer.
And on a song like Sarah, which happened to you, and when we're going to hear that song in a moment, and a song like Caught in the Crowd again, which was not necessarily a flattering thing that happened to you in your life, is it as difficult to put that out there, to put your truth out there like that to people and sing it on stage every night? Is it as difficult as I imagine it might be?
It's interesting. I think the first dozen or so times you sing a song that's that bare and personal, yeah, it is hard. And sometimes, you know, I've been known to kind of get my throat's been a bit choked up, which is terrible for singing. But after about a dozen times, you kind of you give the song over to the audience somehow. It doesn't become mine anymore. You just sort of push that boat out and hope that it floats.
Let's listen to Sarah now. We're going to take this off of the CD Night Flight from Kate Miller Heidke. Extremely dramatic arrangement, but the lyrics to this song are chilling and real. This is a true life event. It's Sarah from Kate Miller Heidke on 88.5 KCSN.
I went to all the stages, into the St. John's stand. The man said you just missed her. Stay, maybe she'll come back again. I sat and watched the crowds. My father came at midnight. We searched till half past four. I was half hysterical. My father wasn't sure. He called for the police. Oh, Sarah, I didn't mean to let you. Should have me on my own. Sarah, why didn't you scream? Why didn't you shout? Sarah, I hated that I let you down, but you left me on my own. Sarah, why didn't you scream? Why didn't you shout?
KCSN, that is called Sarah from the new album Night Flight from Kate Miller Heidke. We talked about that song a moment ago and a little bit of it from Kate's perspective. I want to talk about another song now that a lot of people in America might have gotten their first introduction to you via a video that went viral and kind of exploded, over 2 million views of the Facebook song, which is probably the closest I can actually come to saying the full title of the song, because you drop a few happy F words in that song, so we can't play it on the radio, but, you know, it's an interesting song. It obviously, a lot of people found you through it. Were you surprised at how that sort of took off on the internet when it did?
Yeah, actually, it's not really something I ever anticipated happening. But I guess that's the power of the internet.
Is it another real life song? Really, did some ex-boyfriend really do that?
Well, in fact, it was I who tried to friend request my ex-boyfriend on Facebook and just got rejected. And so the song's sort of written from his point of view.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, if you have a computer, just look. How would people find it? Because I can't say the name
of
the song.
I'm sure if you just look up Facebook song Kate Miller Heidke.
There you go. The Facebook song Kate Miller Heidke. And Heidke is H-E-I-D-K-E. Find that on the internet, and you'll see what we're talking about. Because the way you wrote the song, it's like it was happening to you, but in fact, it was the opposite of the way it happened in real life. Interesting. Okay, now I'm going to switch gears dramatically here. You made a trip. I'm not sure if it was your only trip, but in 2009, you went to Nepal to help shine a light on some things happening there. Can you tell us a little bit about that trip and whether or not you've been back there?
I've been working over a number of years now with an amazing charity in Asia called MTV Exit. They're affiliated with MTV, but the charity has its own mission, which is to raise awareness about human slavery and human trafficking, which is an enormous problem in Southeast Asia. There are more slaves in the world today than have ever existed throughout history, which is a mind-boggling fact, I think. And I've gone over and performed about 5 concerts for them now. You mentioned the one in Nepal, which is a staggeringly beautiful country. I've also played a couple of times in Vietnam and Thailand, Cambodia. They basically put on these massive concerts in stadiums to 40 or 50,000 people, and they target young girls as the audience because they're the potential victims for human trafficking. A lot of them go into the sex trade, but not all. A lot of people are forced to work on fishing boats and things like that. It's been a really, really rewarding highlight for me.
What a horrific thing. I really had no idea that it was such a extensive thing, human slavery, still in this time.
Yeah, it's huge. And the worst part about it is that often it's parents selling their own children, so it's very hard to combat that kind of thing.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I may regret asking that question because that was a harrowing topic right there. But you know what? I guess it's good that we talk about it. Now, you said that you're here in the States for a little while longer till the end of July. What are you doing here in the States still? Are you touring around? Or?
Yeah, we're going to be based on the East Coast in New York, but we've got shows in Boston and Philadelphia and Chicago and a residency in New York.
Excellent. And you've toured this country before. I know you did a lot of shows with Ben Folds a couple of years ago. So you're not unfamiliar with touring the United States then?
No, not at all. I toured with Ben Folds all through the Midwest and both coasts a couple of times. He's been very supportive. But I've been really lucky to get to see so much of this country, and I hope I get to keep coming back.
Well, it's a big country, but actually the one you're from is even bigger. So there you go. Very few people in this world probably look at the United States and go, oh, that's kind of a small country, isn't it? But Australia, I think, is a lot bigger than the United States, isn't it? By land mass,
I'm pretty
anyway.
Sure it's slightly smaller, actually.
No kidding. I can't say for sure.
I think they're both nearly about the same size, okay. But Australia has 5 cities.
So all the people are sort of concentrated in one little area. Well,
yep.
We're talking with Kate Miller-Heidke. We've been thrilled to have you here this morning with us. If you'd like to know more about Kate, her website is Kate Miller-Heidke, all one word. And again, I'll spell Heidke. It's Heidke, katemillerheidke.com. And thanks so much for dropping by KCSN for us today. And we look forward to having you back again soon.
Thanks very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right. We're 88.5 KCSN.